On today's show, Lamborghini takes the wraps off a new EV supercar. Porsche develops a security system for its older models, and we'll take a look at how autonomy could change car ownership. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. We already knew that Opel's operations were inefficient, and now we're learning about some changes ahead of a turnaround plan that's scheduled to be announced on Thursday. New owner PSA wants to cut the number of models Opel sells and stop the practice of selling its cars with big discounts. Opel's headquarters in Germany will also become a center for engineering and electrification. Many worry that the turnaround plan will lead to a number of job cuts, and it sure looks like it's headed that way. Toyota posted its earnings for the last quarter, and the results are pretty good. It sold close to 2.2 million vehicles, and while that's down slightly from the year before, the company's revenue jumped a little over 10%. The automaker's $4.7 billion operating income was also up 10%, and its net income soared over 16% from the previous year. And its full-year results are shaping up to be good as well. Even though it is forecasting that its full-year sales will be down from the year before, thanks to favorable exchange rates, its revenue, operating, and net income will improve. BMW also posted its quarterly earnings. The company sold 590,000 vehicles, including Rolls-Royce and Mini, which is a slight increase from the year before. Its revenue of 23 billion euros was also a modest gain. However, it was only up because of a gain in its motorcycle and financial services business. Its automotive operations took in less revenue than the year before. Its earnings before interest and taxes tumbled 3%, and its 1.8 billion euro net income was down about 2%. Still to come, Lamborghini reveals an electric supercar concept.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
German supplier ZF recently joined forces with lighting supplier Hella, and now we're seeing another similar tie-up. Supplier Continental will form a new joint venture with lighting company Osram next year. Not only will the new venture called Osram Continental develop lighting products for the automotive industry, but it will also help in the area of sensors for self-driving technologies. Lamborghini and MIT just teamed up to come out with a wild EV supercar concept called the Terzo Millennio, or Third Millennium. Not only is the concept wild in appearance, but also in operation. Rather than use batteries for energy storage, the concept uses supercapacitors, which feed into four in-wheel hub motors. But as of now, supercapacitors aren't energy dense enough. So the carbon body panels and structure of the car are made from a nanomaterial that acts like a battery. And because they can carry a charge, the carbon structure can be monitored for cracks or other damage. Lamborghini also hopes to develop a better-sounding EV. It wants something that would be a good substitute for today's V12. Porsche is taking some of its current technology to help out owners of classic models. The automaker is going to offer an anti-theft system that starts with installing a number of sensors at hidden spots on the vehicle. An alarm will sound if one of these sensors is triggered. And even if the battery is disconnected or the vehicle is moved, an alarm will be sent to the owner via a smartphone app, and a security center will also be notified. If the owner says it's not them trying to get into the car, the security center will call local authorities, who can locate the car because the sensors also have GPS. The system will also work with 6-volt vehicles and should be available in the spring of 2018. Coming up next, a look at how autonomous vehicles could change car ownership in the future.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch our latest Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Autonomy has the potential to completely upend the auto industry, and it could also change vehicle ownership. On last week's AutoLine This Week, our panel discussed how autonomous vehicles could change car ownership in the future.
I think perhaps the traditional model of car sales might change, right? We're talking about a fundamental shift in the auto industry. It's almost like we're switching from the feature phone to the very first smartphone. And many times when people got that first iPhone, it was almost overwhelming. What do I do? You couldn't imagine doing anything other than talking on the phone. And then all of a sudden you can text and you have pictures and now you have apps and you have all these things. And now we can't live without it. And I think we're at that cusp. We're right on the cusp of the car transforming from this transportation device to really a mobility device. And that's going to fundamentally change how we think about the business models too. Perhaps it's not just a business to consumer type of thing. Maybe it's a lot more fleets. So it's all about, we have to rethink how we think about things. It's not just the traditional way. It's a brand new way. And we get to kind of plow that road. We get to pave new ground here.
Ryan, are we going down the road to the point where Toyota's customers are fleets and not retail customers?
I think that's a very plausible type of scenario. I think one of the first applications of truly an L4-like system will probably not be in a personally owned vehicle, mm-hmm. but it'll be in a mobility as a service mm-hmm. type of application, because it's more than just the car. It's part of this ecosystem where in the mobility as a service, because utilization is high, we can afford to put better sensors and yep. equipment on the vehicle. It can be part of a network where we think that because you know where the pickup and the drop-off is, there's a lot of constraints that we can put yep. on this that make the realization of deploying an L4 system with mobility as a service first, I think, is the natural choice.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.
Don't miss Ward's Auto Conference on Artificial Intelligence, November 9 in Birmingham, Michigan. Learn how AI is disrupting the automotive industry. Meet Silicon Valley technologists from companies like IBM, Nuance, NVIDIA, and Continental. Learn more at wardsauto.com/AI.